apologize for the hopefully guttural presentation you're going to have to go here. The title of the entire session is Takings and Land Use, and I should tell you in advance, particularly having worked shortly before Dan Oliver got the Federal Trade Commission to deal with consumer protection, I'm very concerned about disclosures of all the information you need to know. But I'm not going to talk about land use at all, and in that sense, perhaps my placement on the program is a fortunate one, because as we move from the relatively general considerations in the prior session to talking about taking some land use, I'm sort of eclipsed in between. I'm not going to be as specific about takings as the land use taking, but I am going to be more specific in the takings area itself than the prior speakers obviously were able to be. And what I want to start off sensitizing you to is my opinion, at least, that some of us tend to think about takings in too narrow a context. We're used to takings, particularly in the shadow now of the Lucas decision, and as pointed out in the last session, an ongoing Lucas decision. It's not over yet. We're used to thinking of takings in the context of land use, real estate, eminent domain condemnation, building highways, and what have you. But everything, or almost everything that the government does, either is or necessarily involves a taking. Everything is a taking. What was the draft if not a taking? What is taxation if not a taking? And indeed, the sorts of takings that, perhaps without thinking too carefully, we are often too quick to applaud, have behind them a very different sort of taking that probably very few of us would applaud at all. Suppose you are the government, or my methodologically individual-minded colleagues out there. Suppose you're